You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. Good evening and welcome to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Gwenstar.
And what'd you do this week?
Well, the Dumbs went back into Dark Delving. And, well, first of all, the whole thing started late. Dummy Dum had unexpected guests, so we weren't able to start on time. So we were kind of farting around for a while. And we did some of the epic quests, which the epic quests are not very suited for our group because a lot of the Volume 2 stuff is solo or requires you to solo travel here and do this and that. We did some of that until Dummy Dum did show up. And we went into Dark Delving, and I have been given permission to officially ask for assistance. And how do we beat the Dark Delving boss? The end boss just gets us every time. We did really, really well the last one. I had died behind a pillar. You think line of sight and safety and all that, but no, I died. But the pillar was enough of a line of sight issue that Hoppy thought he rezzed me, used his rez skill, but I did not get the rez request. So I think that we did better, but we're still not quite, getting close to killing him. So if anybody has any tips?
Advice? Guide?
We have a guardian, a captain, a runekeeper, a hunter, a minstrel, and a burglar. So don't tell us what we can do with a champion. It's not going to help us. Yeah, other than that, we did some epic quests, and then we still didn't finish Dark Delving.
Okay. Well, hopefully you guys will be able to get through that.
Yeah, we're doing it on level 2. That's an important thing, too. Don't just be like, well, you just go in and own him in the face. Okay, we're like 61 and 62. That's a... We are technically still on level for this dungeon.
Right. Okay. I myself am traveling through Mirkwood. Yay.
Hooray.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not horrible. You go kill stuff and you come back and you level. I got to the first skirmish part of the epic storyline. So that's going forward as well. And So, I'm in Mirkwood, and I've gotten through the intro, and this guy messages me, and he says, are you by yourself, or something like that.
Okay.
And I said, he said, actually, did you just get here? And I go, well, I've gone through all the intro stuff, and then he sends me something in garbled speak. I'm assuming it was a curse word, because I have the filter on, and I'm like... okay. And so he goes, I'm kind of squishy here. I'm level 58. And I go,
what are you doing there at level 58?
I just go, that stinks. And then I go about my business. And then I see him. He sent me a message and he goes, are you there? And I see, I'd go to the IM thing. He had offered to pay me to walk him through the first parts of the quest.
It's 58.
Well, first of all, I can't. If you haven't gotten through the intro stuff. Because that's instanced. I can't go back and do it. So I can't do that.
Can he even get the quests?
I don't know.
I mean, it seems kind of low to me. Am I wrong?
He might be able to. It's still kind of low. But I don't know. Anyways, I just kind of like said, no, I can't do that. I don't
to
really
pay you for that?
Want to do that.
I haven't seen that.
That
since EverQuest.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that since Lotra or WoW. WoW happened a lot.
I've never been asked in WoW. I'm a horrible character. So I mean, I used to play healer classes, too.
Yeah. So I just kind of, I don't know. that was new to me. And I was just kind of like, no, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do it anyways. Not that I don't want to help people. But when I'm on my alts, I just kind of want to hang out and do stuff.
Well, I think that the paying thing is different. You know, if I was there and we were both doing the same thing and I could help him,
yeah,
that's different. Asking me to stop what I'm doing to come back and just help a stranger that I don't know and he's going to pay me for it, that's an escort service.
Yeah, I kind of think he could have gone back and done Lothlorien.
Makes me feel dirty.
Well, it's just it kind of runs in this whole thing of once you say, yes, I will do it, and then you have this obligation to kind of do whatever the person wants. You lose kind of a certain amount of freedom of choice. And I don't need money that badly.
Well, and if he was having problems with it, he doesn't, don't do it. Go back to Lothlorien and do some more quests.
Yeah, Lothlorien is really easy. I mean, it's not, those aren't hard quests. Those are pretty, pretty easy quests. I guess the ones upstairs, that make you go up north to the orc camp stuff, maybe a little bit difficult, but he could have been able to do it. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, I didn't want to do that. Yeah, and it was kind of a thing I tweeted out and talked about, and it kind of got into a discussion about whether I thought that this was just kind of a new social aspect that people are bringing into the game and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's a good question. Are we seeing, because we have, it's free to play now and we're seeing a wider amount of people, are we getting different behaviors than we would have gotten beforehand? Because, yeah, I mean, he didn't ask for help. He immediately said, I will pay you to walk me through this. I will pay you to, in essence, I guess, power level me.
No.
Not really power level me, but like,
well, he power wanted me you through to, this stuff. Yeah, he wanted you to help him do stuff that he couldn't do.
Which I don't mind. Like you said, I think what turned me off is the fact that he went straight, he skipped the whole, can you give me a hand, and went to, I will pay you to do this for me.
Yeah.
Which I really didn't care for. And yeah, that was the main thing that turned me off, was this kind of like, I will pay you for this.
Right.
So anyway, that was my experience. That was new for me, and I just kind of, you know, said no and left the dude alone, and that was fine. But it kind of put a cramp in my night, and I didn't stay too long afterwards. But just interesting. Thought it was interesting. A little thing I haven't seen before. So I thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, I'm not sure anyway.
Yeah. All right. So we'll head into Town Crier. Which stopped playing because I muted it. Did I play the intro? I did play the intro.
Yeah, I heard it. Remember, okay. It was too loud, and I was like, what's going on?
And now, the town crier.
All right, so update through 7.3, release notes, official bug fixes.
Yeah, well, the big thing with 7.3 is that they changed the farmer fair tickets.
Yeah, well, they fixed, or do you think it's a fix, or do you think it was a modification?
Probably
a fix,
because I think it was strange. It was very unusual for something that they want people to buy, festival tickets. It's in the store for 100 turbine points, and I got a billion of them because you have a million alts, and each alt got 3, and you could mail them to me.
Yeah, I guess that was not as intended.
So what they changed is that the festival tickets were not bound at all. They could be mailed freely from whoever to whoever. They are now bound to character, so you can't even share them between
alts. Yeah, people were not happy about that. They really were upset and, you know, wish that the festival tickets were shared between characters, which is not something they wanted to do. I don't know if it's a big deal or not. I guess it makes the festival more trivial if you have 9 alts that can just, or in your case, 18 that can just send you tickets. Yeah. So
it's an understandable change, but it was kind of a bummer. The Drunken Hobbits are supposed to be fixed as well. I have not had a chance to try them. That one is a quest that I have never completed because the drunken habits were not working for me. And I was excited that they said that they're now supposed to get, you know, drunk now. But I haven't seen that with my own eyes. So, but according to the release notes, that is fixed. Also, they had some updates, small updates to loot boxes, and the apparel dummies are now called mannequins, and they've been removed from some of the areas.
Yeah, they removed the sparkle, and some of the areas are gone. And all right. Yeah, so just minor fixes, which we'll say, I don't know. They said that, you know, I would expect that there are going to be bug fixes. In fact, there's downtime on Monday, which I'll go ahead and say. There's downtime on Monday to fix a couple of bugs. I think one's an exploit, which is why they're doing it. It's an unintended gameplay, which means there's an exploit that they found that they're fixing.
Right.
And something about the stand, residents of stand guards, elves will be able to get into the mead hall. Apparently they cannot get in right now.
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but yeah, that's all right. 7.3 also has a known issues list updated. And if I could get into the forums without having to log in first, I would already be reading them to you.
So the update that we're getting on Monday is 7.3.1.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you said that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't. The quests. Okay. The Standguard Mead Hall no longer allows elves. So that's a known issue. And then items acquitted being more than one identical piece of the steel-bound loot box jewelry can cause the set to behave unpredictably. They're fixing that. So... Oh, I don't know if they're fixing that, but that's a known issue. So they started off the week with a community update. Good video going over things that we'll be talking about. Guardian Dev Diary. Video Dev Diary on the War Steeds. Look at the epic story with screenshots. Hunter Dev Diary. And a really big Free People's Press with Chance Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll delve into the Guardians and Riders of Rohan. What'd you think? I'm kidding.
I don't even have a guardian.
It's all DPS focused. Some people are not happy about this, feeling that it makes the class more trivialized. Really, somebody broke it down. It's not that they are trying to trivialize the classes. They want to give an additional functionality to the guardians. Because right now, there are people who are friends, like when Az and I, we're in the same group together. I would let him tank because at that time, wardens really were only good at tanking. And I would do overpower, which wasn't that great at all. But now they're boosting up overpower. Everything is pretty much focused on that. All the skill adjustments to make it much better. They're removing the Guardian's parry, adding all those bonuses to overpower. You can now use shields and overpower for probably some huge crits. They're removing the power penalty, which is a big change.
What is the power penalty?
There's a power penalty now for being an overpower. You use a lot more power.
Oh.
There's actually a legacy that even reduces that, too. And, yeah, it's overall, it's a lot better. The upgraded skills, there's going to be an improved sweeping cut. It's going to add a dot effect. Yeah, that's all right. Salt the Wound will increase the bleed effect, which, you know, pretty much expected. Improved shield swipe at level 80 adds more threat than its previous version. I know. Hold the horses there. I know. This just nothing. Whatever. More threat's good, though. And improved thrust at level 83. Dot effect has been, quote unquote, greatly increased. So pretty much generic updates, except for improved sweeping cut is, I think, a little bit interesting. It's probably the most interesting one just because of the bleed effect that it adds. Skill adjustments are all overpower stuff, adding more. A lot of the kind of similar to the Warden and the Minstrel, depending on what stance you're in, when you go into overpower, some things will give different bonuses. For example, these are just some of the examples. Guardian Ward gives a finesse buff. Guardian's Ward's tactics will give a +5 melee damage bonus. Catch a Breath gives will be triggered by a parry event, and it gives back power, not morale. Guardian's Pledge will give a 25% melee buff damage instead of decreasing damage. So things like that. And then legendary items, the one-handed versus two-handed restrictions have been removed. And that's pretty, except for Bash, and that's pretty much it. So, yeah, they're supposed to be sustainable damage. I think it'll be good for the Guardians just to give them something else to do in raids and stuff. I don't think it's going to replace them as tanks because that's not the intention. It's just to give people another option. Now, pretty ponies.
Pretty ponies.
Yes.
That's good. The thing is you only need so many, you know, tanks in a raid.
And right.
You don't want to not bring a Guardian just because you don't need any more tanks.
Like, right. Yeah. I mean, one guy said in specifically that he has a friend who's a champion who likes to tank that they group with all the time. And now he can go DPS and do better DPS. And his champ friend can tank. And he said before somebody asked why we're letting the champ tank, and he goes, we're friends. This is what he wants to do. We're letting him do it.
He can do it. He can do it. Doesn't make it wrong.
Nah, it's not wrong. Go ahead. War Steeds and new screenshots.
Well, the War Steed video came out. It was a video, Devdari. If you've been watching like the behind the scenes ones, it wasn't the same, but it was kind of the similar chat that we heard in the behind the scenes when they were talking about the war horses. They were talking about how the Rohirrim are tied to the horses and about the Maris horses and how they decided to pick, you know, the build of their war horses, which are bigger and sturdier looking than the riding horses that we have now. So there wasn't a whole lot of new information there. It was a good video. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just, you know, I wasn't like walking away going, I didn't know that kind of a thing. there was also a bunch of screenshots released for the Riders of Rohan epic story, which were some pretty cool. There's some nice photos of the Argonath, the high five dudes.
They did a stellar job.
Some really nice screenshots there for you to pick through. There looks like there's some screenshots of, you know, Boromir's last stand kind of thing, where it's like the hobbits are running away, and it looks like Boromir fighting some Uruk-hai. Boromir with his horn.
Yeah, it says epic story. But yeah, it obviously looks like Boromir blowing his horn. Can you just imagine? That looks really cool.
I know. The screenshots are worth looking at because they are super cool. Not that the video isn't worth looking at. Just don't watch the video expecting new information if you've been keeping up with their other videos. So,
can I just say, so I was a little worried about the Argonath, and how it was going to be pulled off in the game. Because you never know. You never know. And I just didn't know if it was... I guess I'm always boggled by how computer artwork works sometimes. Like, I get drawing and sketching and stuff like that. But when it comes to making that, you know, into a 3D reality, I think that it takes a lot of talent to be able to do that. And wow, they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, these are really cool looking.
It's phenomenal. This is crazy how good, this is just translated into the game. That's just awesome. I kind of feel like this is like something where you would take somebody like a designer from one game to another would like bring it to this point in the game and be like, look what we built. That's pretty awesome. That is awesome. That is so cool. That is just, it's really cool. All right. Sorry. I'm done swooning. Now,
swoon all you want. It's fine.
It's just, I think it's really cool. And I guess I'll balance it out by saying that Boromir needs like 50 more orcs because, like, chasing him down, because that would be cool.
How many orcs are supposed to be there? Do you know?
10,000.
I think that's wrong.
What makes you say that?
Instinct, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody in the chat room knows, like, how many orcs are supposed to be there. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I mean, I think he was supposed to have, like, slaughtered a whole bunch of them, and it was bad enough that the rest of the orcs, you know, the Uruk-hai just fled in fear. But,
Krull has an answer. A babillion.
A babillion is an actual number. I don't care what you guys say, but babillion is also incorrect in this instance.
Babillion minus one.
A babillion
minus one. A Googleplex. Thank you, Clorodell.
Yeah, I think it was a lot, but I think that a babillion is stretching it slightly.
Okay. Lorgala says, can't recall books. It was a Tom. Opidom says, but Tolkien never specified. Yeah, I'm guessing that it would, you know, Boromir, despite any personality conflicts that he might have had, was a very capable warrior, and it would have to have been quite a bit. All right. Moving on, Hunters, Riders of Rohan. Inexplicably, the shortest dev diary to date. Which
I think it just
indicates that they're in a good spot.
That's what I was going to say. I think it just means that the hunters don't need a revamp. They just need some updates.
Right. So the skills you're getting improves split shot, level 70s. I had question marks before these. They were later confirmed by Grawlix too. Improved split shot 77. Increased area effect. Adds one focus pip for every target hit. I think that's very cool. It's a good way to... well, make your lore master and burglar very upset, but build up a lot of focus very quickly. Improved distracting shot, level 80, great link. Decreases your threat, occurs even if the mob is immune today, so you can use it on bosses. Cry of the Hunter. Apparently that the Cry of the Hunter name was kind of made fun of a little bit. Because like hunter crying or something like that. Because it's all about running away.
Is it a new thing?
Yeah, it's a new skill. It's an entirely new skill, level 83.
Well, that's something special because a lot of the stuff we've seen already have just been like improved blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this is the
them getting a second, new something.
I think this is the second new skill. I think Champions got a new skill and it was very similar. Well, kind of in the same respect. I think theirs was a total threat decrease. Cry of the Hunter, level 83, new skill. Affects up to 6 targets close to the hunter, causes a 5-second daze, a 10-second slow, grants the hunter a 10% movement speed buff, and a small morale bubble. In fact, it's pretty small.
A morale bubble? Oh, a bubble.
Yeah, they get a morale bubble. Let me see. Grawlix 2 actually had numbers. He said it was 1,500-ish at level 85. He said it was small. Slow causes the same effect as low cut. Well, it's
not supposed to...
Right, it's not like this is a runaway.
This is a runaway, or this is something to get allow your healer to catch up and help you, because you grabbed aggro when you weren't supposed to.
Right,
that kind of a thing. So I think that's a nice skill. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it is a good skill, and they'll also be getting 2 new ports: 1 to Misty Mountains and 1 Lothlorien. And those will be granted at the appropriate levels for the corresponding content.
Oh, nothing for the new areas.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Oh, okay.
But these were like retro skills.
Just like missing stuff.
Yeah. Because they didn't have these ports before. And I did see that be kind of a pain. They had 21st Hall, but that's still quite a kind of a long ride to Lothlorien after that. There will be some modified skills. Bright Campfire will have out of combat power regeneration scaled up. Also grants +5 stealth detection, so I guess you could use that in being useful in the moors. Hunter's Art will no longer be an attack. Focus cost is reduced to 1 focus pip. It'll just be a skill, and it will grant the corresponding buff depending on what stance you're in. Agile Rejoinder always heals the hunter. The associated legacy will increase the heal amount. Quick shot threat reduction is increased in endurance stance. And it will always hit. It will always reduce the hunter's threat despite any damage that it does. But it has to hit, from what I remember. Blindside is now usable on the move. So just some nice buffs all around. And that's it. I mean, that right there, I didn't leave anything out. That is all. So they're just in a nice spot. I think the only complaint that I saw was that early in their Guardian line, so a couple hunters were hoping that they would get a little bit just kind of an alternate type of role other than DPS.
Like what?
I don't know.
They do a little bit of CC.
Well,
their root of thingy. Yeah, thingy.
I think they were hoping maybe like Trapper of Foes would be buffed a little bit.
Which I don't know what
that's means. The CC line with the traps and everything.
What color was that one?
Yellow, I believe.
I think that's the only thing I've heard is that they wish that the yellow was buffed a little bit.
Yeah, Silver Crow confirms that's it. That's yellow traits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so all in all, nice change. I think this will put them, you know, they're still going to be like super strong DPS, definitely. It's just a little bit when you see, somebody did point out that they are one of the few classes that really only have a single line. I mean, single purpose. Thing. Yeah, like Runekeepers can DPS or heal. Mm-hmm. Captains can heal off tank, buff, obviously. And now Guardians and Champions can tank. And so, I mean, they get, they're just, you know, it's a little bit of, I would,
well,
like,
well, they're feeling like a one-trick pony.
Yeah, and, you know, they do have a little bit of a point. I mean, Hunters are the class where it's like, we've already got a Hunter, or we've already got a couple Hunters. Sorry. Although, most of our groups were always looking for Hunters. Just because we always had, we never have the DPS class. And whenever we form like our have had like a group of mains, we never have that DPS class. We've always got the support classes for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the dumb group, which was specifically molded. Yeah. But like when you and I have,
well,
like,
when Kia was playing with us.
Oh yeah, when Kia. That's true. We did have the Hunter. All right. I miss Kia.
I miss Kia too.
All right. PC Gamer Handed goes behind the music. Yeah, they, where they kind of talked about the music, talked to Chance Thomas. I'm sorry, but, well, they had an exclusive video where Chance Thomas talks about mm-hmm. the instruments. Very good. I love the music. I love him talking. I wish that this video was like 30 minutes long. Because listening to Chance Thomas talk about the music, his passion is infectious.
It really is. It really is. It's such a good video. You guys, if you've not watched this PC Gamer Behind the Music, totally watch this. It is worth your time. It's only like a couple minutes long, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I would like to see the, there's got to be an extended cut. Obviously, Turbine talked to Chance for a very long time, and I'm sure we're seeing snippets of this as part of the soundtrack is released. So, getting close. You think they'll release the rest of the soundtrack by the time before September 5th gets here? I mean, they've got less of a month. They've been doing once a week.
I don't know how much more there is.
Well, there's supposed to be 20 tracks, I thought.
I don't remember reading that, but you could be right. But I thought I put it, yeah, it's in the show notes a couple more down about him having a soundtrack.
Yeah, they got to do something with the soundtrack.
You're not listening to me, but let's go on.
Well, I mean, I know the Chance Thomas page, but all right, so the writers of Rohan are coming to GamesCon, in case you don't know. GamesCon is in Cologne, Germany. It's what? It's set to be in built right now. Is it going on this weekend or next weekend?
Ich weiß nicht.
You don't know.
I can look it up. Do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead and look it up. Thought we had a link to this. That would be much better. But
That would have been helpful.
However, if you're not in Cologne, Germany, but you are over on the West Coast or you're going to PAX Prime, Turbine will be having a player appreciation party at PAX Prime 2012. That'll be on Seattle, Washington, August 31st. Whether you're into DDO, LOTRO, AC, is it H? No. Asheron's Call.
That's AC.
Yeah.
It's the 15th through the 19th.
15th through the 19th. Okay. So, wow, next week, in the middle of next week.
That's GamesCon, not PAX. I know right. you went forward.
Right. Okay, so they're going to be doing that, and then they're going to be jumping back to the West Coast later in the month.
That's a lot of flying.
Yeah, it's a lot of flying. And they're going to be having a party, 21 or over. Sorry, they're going to, you know, it's just, that's the rules of where they're going to be hosting it. RSV.
Well, it's free drink.
Yep, you want to RSV, though, as soon as possible.
Yes, there's a rules to that. There's a video where Tolero and Sapience are giving you rules. You have to RSVP to rsvp@turbine.com, and they have specific stuff that you're supposed to send in, like your name, your age, etc. You typically don't need a pass to actually go to PAX because this is off-site. It's not right. Like in PAX. So if you're just in the area, you can't attend PAX, but you can go to this. On RSVP and see if you can get in.
Yeah, you can go to Seattle just for the day if you just want to go to the party.
And this is something I totally recommend. When we it was just me, went to the one in Boston. It was fantastic. Not just meeting Turbine and the developers, but meeting other LOTRO players, a room full of people who have the same love of this game that you have. It's a wonderful experience. So I do recommend it.
Okay. I totally got lost. All right, Chance Thomas has a page for the Rohan soundtrack on his site.
Yeah, so don't, before you get excited, this is not a, like a purchase the soundtrack thing. This is just a page listing all of his soundtrack pieces that he's released so far. So it's just links to his videos on YouTube that have been released. So far, it looks like we have 6.
Yep.
I don't know. Are they going to release all 20?
I would hope so.
I don't know if they would.
They need to. Well, they need to at least release it somewhere for purchase. I think there has been so much enthusiasm about it. They need to do that. I think it would be highly ridiculous if they didn't. So some way, I think they would get a lot of purchases of it. I think they would get a lot of money, which is always good.
No, I agree. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew this is not like a go purchase the soundtrack. It's just a page, you know, where you can hear all the soundtrack in one spot.
All right. Murloc sound there. Legendary one developer byte.
Did we do the downtime already? We did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
The legendary item stat upgrade will work on new legendary items provided in the expansion. The starlit crystals that drop in the world are tied to the level of loot found in those areas. So, the starlit crystals look like if you buy them and they're level 75, up to level 75, they're going to stay that way. So, I would hold off on buying those unless you want them. However, it looks like the legendary item stat upgrades will work on the new legendary items. So, those seem to be clear to buy. But, you know, I still say hold off on them unless they're on sale.
Yeah, I agree. But that's my philosophy for everything in life.
Too true. So, speaking of sales, the 100% XP boost items have returned to the store, and they are expensive.
How expensive are they?
1 hour is 600 turbine points.
Holy moly! $6 for an hour?
That is an hour for 600.
Is that even minimum wage?
I think that's just one. Two. I don't know if that was a stack of five or not, but I saw the 600 and I was like, good Lord. So, okay, here's what you do if you want to use this. Complete your quest first. Get a bunch of them.
And then turn them all in?
Yeah. And then buy this, use it, and then turn them all in. And that's probably the best way to start out. And don't go to some area like, oh my gosh, like the lowlands where you're going to be traveling all over the place. Oh, this is just such a horrible price. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
Yeah, so 600, I think it's $6 an hour. Somebody asked if that was minimum wage.
I asked if it was minimum
wage. Did you ask if it was minimum wage?
Yeah, like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, sorry. I saw it. Somebody said it.
Yeah, I think someone in the chat room said that. Isn't that minimum wage in Mississippi?
Yeah. So that's expensive. I don't care if it's 600 for a pack of five. A pack of five is a little bit more decent, but it's still an hour, which is crazy. But it makes sense. I mean, it's another one of those cases where, you know, like the quick crafting, it doesn't make sense. The rapid crafting doesn't make sense to do it and have it last too long because it's too good of a buff.
That's a good idea, though. Yeah, your plan of having a whole bunch of completed quests ready to turn in, that's genius, sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. Especially like I know a lot of people are going to be racing to 85. And I bet you.
Oh my gosh, you could totally do that.
Mm-hmm. You buy it, you get a bunch of your dailies.
Do like a bunch of 75s, get them all done.
Yep, get them all done. And then you buy this.
Not that you need to do this. It's just, you know, I was excited by the idea.
I know that there's
no reason to rush to 85, so I'm not trying to, but some people will. And this is probably one of the ways they're going to do it.
That's the way you do it. You get a bunch of your quests done in one area, especially if there's like dailies and stuff like that. Then activate this and turn them all in as soon as the expansion goes live. There you go.
I will be level 85 6 months from now, from release. So not going to be a tactic that I'm going to be using, but it's totally a valid thing that it would work.
Okay, Krell actually was kind enough to go into the game and find out 600 is for a pack of five of 100 XP, 100% XP, 150 for one.
Okay, that's better.
That's better. That is a lot better. That's a lot better. It's still a lot. And that's for 1 hour. And an hour goes by. It can go by really quickly, but yeah, it's still.
But it's experience boost for everything, right? It's for not just quests. It's for killing and.
Yeah, it's killing. Well, it's killing and quests.
Killing and quests.
Yeah.
Does it do anything for your legendary items?
It's not listed there, so I don't think so.
Okay.
That one, there is one for killing and item XP, though.
But the boost here is that it's 100%. We haven't had one this high.
No, we haven't. Okay. I think the one in the store is 20%.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can actually get, like, I think there's a higher one that you can get through the lotteries. Or maybe there's a higher one. I don't know. Anyways, back on to stuff I do know about. The weekly store sale. Who needs sales?
Me.
What's the free sample this week?
Free sample isn't working.
Okay. Really?
From what I've heard, I have not tried it myself, but I have heard that the coupon code is listed as expired. And we think that's just an error that needs to be corrected by Turbine. But the free sample of the week is a rapid crafting boost. This is one of those new things that came with update 7.2 that reduces the induction time of your crafting from 7 seconds to 0.5 seconds for one whole minute of hypercrafting. You can get one for free by putting it into your cart and using the code RCB549 or so.
You should be able to.
Should be able to, but right now we are hearing that it's expired.
Okay. I have been corrected that 100 XP does do item XP.
Oh, okay. So it's a kind of a catch-all excellent booster.
Yeah.
Still expensive.
Yeah.
But.
Going back to crafting. Whole crafting thing. Ingredients paths are on sale, 35%. They just kind of get a, use them if you want to.
Yeah. Well, the sale this week is all 35% off, which is good. It's a higher than average kind of sale, just so you know.
Well, the Skulls of Crafting Acceleration look to be on sale for 40% as well. See, they drew you in with the free sample. And then now that's expired. But
you will totally buy a craft of. You can stack that with the rapid crafting boost if it were working, but the rapid the scrolls of craft acceleration. What it'll do, it will give you double experience for every item that you make.
Yeah, only on things that produce. None of the gathering skills.
Correct.
All right. Thank you. I still think about using that. That rapid crafting, it was so fast. Crafting tools are also on sale. We kind of give these a thumbs down because metalsmiths can make these for you.
Yeah, so the ones that you get in the store kind of middle of the road, the ones that the weapons that metalsmith can make are a little bit worse, but the crit ones are a little bit better. So they're just kind of a middle of the road type tool. But these things that they're advertising here are low level, easy to make stuff that any metalsmith will be happy to make for you, possibly even for free because it uses such low level items. They're cheap right now. They're 35% off. You can get one for 33 turbine points. But we're saying just save that 33 turbine points and ask somebody in game to help you.
Exactly. Crafting Guild Access, which is free for VIPs, is also on sale. We give this a thumbs up.
Well, if you are into crafting, this is something that you're probably going to want to buy.
Yes, okay. They have the best stuff in the game, usually for crafting.
For crafting, yes. So this is something that's free for VIPs. The thing that's kind of a bummer is that each crafting guild is bought separately. So you're going to be paying 192 turbine points for like the Scholars Guild. And then it'll be unlocked for your account, so every scholar that you have across all servers can access the crafting the scholar guild. But you'd have to, if you also have a tailor, you're going to have to buy the tailor crafting guild access.
I still think that's awful. But
so it's one at a time, but it's an account wide unlock.
All right, the Mithril Edition is also on sale for $9.99 at GameStop.
We're not really sure how long this lasts. Just so you know, I didn't see an end date for it, but this is half off. It is for the boxed copy only. I did go and look at Impulse Driven GameStop's digital download site, and the Mithril Edition is not on sale. It's still the $20. So right now it's only the boxed editions. We're told that they're hard to find in GameStop retail stores. So this is like buying it online is probably your best bet if you want a boxed edition. And the shipping, we also heard, is outrageous for people who are overseas. So keep your fingers crossed that we'll see a sale on the digital version. So.
All right. In CSTM news, we had a good article on Tinking Champions by Andang. You know, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Great things. Really takes a look at the captain and the changes that are the champion and the things that were changed and making tanking possible. And, you know, really how he sets it up as far as and gives even three different options and some recommendations and tips. Really great, great article. Had some really great responses too. Just a nice, nice conversation going on there. So thank you very much, Andang, for putting that forward.
Yeah, thank you.
And we also had Healthy Hobbit for the Minstrels Legacy.
Help the Hobbit. It sounded like you said Healthy Hobbit. That could be a thing. Healthy Hobbit?
I think that is a thing. Isn't that a blog?
No, that's Hungry Hobbit.
Hungry Hobbit. All right. All right. This was actually a request by Soldanella, who wanted to be this thread to be a recurring thread and do a class a week. In fact, that was even kind of noted by Ulrika, who would like this to be for all classes. So we'll cover all the classes. There are going to be other themes too. And I just want to thank everybody who went into so much time and put forward a lot of time. A lot of people put very, very extensive effort into writing comments that were very detailed. And I also want to throw out a very much thank you to Jason D for his massive minstrel guide that he sent us in the email.
I will be reading that.
Yes, it was so helpful. Thank you. Not that anybody else did a horrible job either, but I just want to thank everybody who did that. Really, I'm really inspired to keep this going, and the conversation has been just wonderful, more than we could hope for.
Agreed.
All right. This week's poll is when they open up Rohan, what's the first thing you're going to do?
No.
Nice.
That was another. We had 851 voters on this poll. 35% say that they're going straight to the epic quest line. 24% are saying they're going to rush to do mounted combat. 12% say they won't be doing much or anything with Rohan, which is an option that I put on there for low levels or people who aren't going to buy it right away.
Right.
7% say they're going to visit the Argonauth and take lots of screenshots. 6% said they're going to explore Fangorn. 4% say they're going to visit the first vendor they can find and buy new cosmetics.
Ooh.
I think that's me. 4% also said they're going to follow the trail of the Fellowship. 4% also said other, leave a comment. And there were some other things in there. And then 4% also said they're going to go up to Amonhen and sit in the stone chair to see the view that Frodo saw.
Oh, that's a cool one. I like that.
This poll was sent in by Kazrin. So thank you, Kazrin. It was a good one.
Thank you very much. All right. We have the winner of the Mithril Edition giveaway up next.
Yeah, so the winner of the Mithril Edition code, we had a Mithril Edition giveaway on our blog this week, which hopefully you didn't miss it, because we had 1,606 entries into this. So it was a good giveaway. The winner is Dylan T, and Dylan should have an email from me in his mailbox with his code. So, Dylan, go check your email. Also, I want to, we had several ways to enter. And people, if I say that you have to like us on Facebook, or you have to comment, or you have to like us on Twitter, I mean it, and I'm going to check it. I went through 4 people before I found somebody who actually did the thing that they said.
Really?
Yes.
So they basically liked us and then unliked us or something?
I don't know if they did that. I don't know if they just clicked I did it without doing it. But if they don't follow the instructions, you're not going to win.
Hmm. Interesting.
So congratulations to Dylan. This is just the first. This is the month of celebrating CSTM. Actually, today, August 11th, the day that we are recording, is the day that the very first CSTM post was posted back in 2009.
So in honor of that, we are going to get our PC mics and podcast like that for the rest of the week. Just kidding. I can do that. I can add a filter. That makes us sound like that. But I'm not going to, because that's awful.
Yeah, so we're going to have much more giveaways. Keep your eyes on the blog on Monday morning for the next giveaway celebrating 3 years with CSTM.
3 long years. No, it's been a lot of fun. All right, we'll go ahead and move into Rage of Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Okay, it's been three, how much, like 2 years maybe of that? I think I made that using our old mixer, mm-hmm. our very first mixer,
mm-hmm.
probably Audacity, mm-hmm. which means it was within like the first 13 episodes.
Sure.
What do you guys think? Should I change the all the bumpers and everything? Should I change the sound?
Change is evil. Nobody likes change.
Well, if I change the theme song, people are going to find us and kill me. I'm not going to change the I'm not going to change the theme song.
Unless
we
find something good.
Unless something really sparks off in the Lotro. But what do you think? Okay, somebody says, don't you dare. I've had requests from somebody who listens in headphones to change specifically the Raise Your Glass one.
Why?
Because the glass hurts their ears. The glass sound.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm leaving Town Crier, I agree. Town Crier is pretty good.
That's got a four-month-old baby habit in it.
Baby. You don't want to hear the middle screen. I tell you what, I'll look forward. I'll go ahead and I have an idea.
I can make it the poll for this week.
For the Raise Your Glass.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. We'll see what you guys say. Because I do understand, and I try to turn that down specifically for that. That glass clinking. That was me clinking the glass up next to our old microphone.
Yeah, we did it. I think like the background noise was like a free thing that we downloaded, like a free audio bite, and then the dude talking is you, and the glass was us clinking a glass against a microphone.
Yes, it is actually really Baby Hobbit. Yeah, it is her. We spent, she was crying so much before we wanted to record that.
And then she would not cry.
She wouldn't cry. And then I forget, I was out of the room and you're like, I got her to cry. It's like, we're such bad parents.
I'm like, she's crying and I'm rushing her into the podcast group.
So that's why you hear like the mic like getting bumped and stuff like that. Because there's like, oh my gosh, get it, do it in the microphone.
Well, I'm a horrible mom.
No, so I was thinking of like for the Raise Your Glass, I would kind of try and get some sounds at... I was going to do like try and find people doing a huzzah at the Ren Fair or something like that.
Oh, we're going to the Ren Fair next weekend, you know?
Yeah, so doing something like that. But amazingly enough, it's hard to find a good natural sounding huzzah online. All right, so stuff you care about. Carolyn of Landerville writes, here's the latest news on the events at the Windy Acres Ranch. Join us for the Rivendell Challenge on Wednesday, August 15th at 9:30 p.m. server time. That's Eastern time. Meet at the Forsaken Inn in the Lone Lands. The first event is a horse show, a mounted fashion contest. The audience will vote for the winners. The second event is a cross-country endurance horse race from the Lone Lands through the Trollshaws into Rivendell Valley. The finale is a party at the Last Homely House in the Hall of Fire with music, fireworks, and fun. The first place winners of each event will receive 3 gold and a code for a 5th anniversary cloak. Wow, that's cool. Second place contestants will receive 2 gold, and third place contestants will receive 1 gold. Everyone who participates in the race will receive points in the rider standings. The top-ranked riders will receive special prizes at the end of the season. Only 15 riders will be allowed to sign up for each event, so contact Carolyn in-game early on Wednesday. Participants should arrive at least 15 minutes before the event begins. The standard Windy Acres Ranch horse racing and horse show rules apply, with 2 exceptions. Goats will be permitted this race, and mounts of any speed may be used.
Okay, our second email is from Christian. Hi, guys. I'd like to inform you of a topic we as a kin put up on the LOTRA forums. It's a suggestion to Turbine and developers that we would love to see the community respond to the suggestion and give the feedback to it on the forums. Maybe with enough responses, Turbine might think about it. And then we'll have a link to this in the show notes. But do you want to tell me what this is about? Because I didn't look at it.
So what they are talking about is they actually went through all the raids and the instances and scaled them. And they point out that out of 44 instances, only 19 are scaled. 6 raids and only 1 scaled, presuming that Tower of Orthanc will not be scaled like the last of them. What they're asking for is Turbine to be more proactive in scaling these dungeons. And they give a couple of ideas. And a lot of people have been giving...
Is it just to give them more to do with the...
Yeah, it's to give them more to do, more reasons, and to stop limit... to have less of a limit of what there can be done at the end of... at end game. So they're not just grinding 3 or 4 instances at the end. They also have a couple of ideas. I don't really... like some of their loot ideas. There's only a couple. Specifically having different medallions and coins for each of the instances. I don't like that.
With the barter wallet, wouldn't be so bad, but...
Well, the thing is, what they think is that they want new barter NPCs where these coins and medallions can be bartered for on-level useful jewelry. What their thought process is that there would still be... specific dungeons that had to be run for specific jewelry. I actually like somebody else's idea where they said, don't do that, but however, have a rotating loot or rotating table on one of the barter NPCs so they're only available at certain times. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit more interesting. I don't like the idea of introducing more medallions and coins. I like that, but I really think that this is more of a suggestion and kind of an open kind of brainstorming idea / suggestion. Mm-hmm. So it's in the suggestion forum. And I think that they're reasonable because they said that except for Rift, because they understand that that is a very complex dungeon that can't be scaled easily. But they feel like some of the other dungeons and raids should be. So it's something that Christian's very passionate about. I've talked to him. We actually have.
And we're calling him Christian because I have no idea how to pronounce his name in the game.
Derectal. So
Christian,
yeah, Christian's very passionate about it. I've talked to him, sent a couple of emails back. And after reading it, I felt that it was something that we would be okay with talking about and letting people throw their ideas out. I know that the CSTM community has a bunch of great ideas. Especially when it comes to running instances and things of that nature. So, hey, throw it out there and tell Christian what you think. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear any input as long as it's constructive.
Okay, and our final email today is from Belwyn of Landerville. She writes, happy birthday, CSTM. You're both to be congratulated on the dynamic community you've created and thanked. You add a human element to Middle Earth that is charming, enlightening, and fun. Thank you. I don't know if all that's true, but thank you for thinking so.
It's a very sweet email. This is a very sweet email.
And Merrick, I've been following the first with earnest support and now with awe of your stupendous weight loss progress. Good job. You don't get minus 90 without having made fundamental changes in how you make choices in life that will now never revert back. Can you already play with Baby Hobbit in ways you could not before? I can't imagine a more appropriate, motivating, and inspiring goal. Good work. Great job. Seriously. So, how are you going to celebrate minus 100 pounds? At least a picture, please. Belwyn, Belwildil, Belkari of Landerville.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
First of all, he's like 0.6 away from 100 right now.
0.8.
Whatever.
Yes.
Rounding up, he's already at 100.
Yes. First off, I want to thank my family. Without them putting up with me going to the gym at night, on weekdays and then sometimes later than I should on the weekends. My wife has been incredibly supportive, and including Baby Hobbit, who is always more than welcome to tell me how my shirt is way too wet when I hug her when I get home.
That's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. She does it anyway, so I don't know why. But without them, I wouldn't have been able to do it. My wife is incredibly supportive. She is I can't thank her enough. I wouldn't have done it without her. As far as playing with Baby Hobbit, she's not really. I mean, no, she. It's pretty much the same.
No, I think that you have more energy and you do more than you'd used to with her. I think that's what the question is. Is like, do you tell her to go and run around herself, or do you run with her?
Oh,
and
I do. That, yeah, I do run with her. I do try and get her to go out. Amazingly enough, before I didn't want to go to the sucker store, which is like 3 blocks down.
The sucker store, by the way, is a little corner store, but the lady behind the counter gives Baby Hobbit a sucker every time we go, right. So we call it the sucker store. Yeah. It sounds bad just to hear sucker store.
But now she only wants to go to Oma's house. But no, it's, yeah, I put her on my shoulders and it's easier to carry her. So yeah, and it's easier to get around. So thank you. As far as celebrating 100 pounds, I'm going to go eat a pizza. No, I don't know.
Wait, that's not how it works.
I know. I haven't thought about it. We talked about getting a podcasting rack, which is kind of boring. Everybody's like, oh, it's so boring. But for me, it's like, yeah, I could get this stuff off of here. You know what I should do is I should put the podcasting studio downstairs together. That's how I should celebrate 100 pounds.
You should do what?
We should go down. I should go down, clean out that room downstairs and get the podcasting studio all put together. That's how I should celebrate it.
Well, I think that if you clean that out, I will buy you a new desk.
Okay.
For your podcast.
Well, that's how we could celebrate it. So we could do that and get a studio rack and stuff. That's, yeah. And yeah, we'll do a picture. Sure. I'll do a picture.
Actually, I want to take a picture of this weekend. So
yeah. Well, I'll get a picture this weekend. I got a sweaty picture on Flickr, on Facebook and Flickr.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So there you go. one of the things interesting though, I am wearing like a 6X shirt that used to fit me, that I used to wear as an undershirt. So you can see how baggy it is on me if you want to. I don't know why you would want to, but thank you very much, Belwin. Thank you. All right, Bill, your achievements. Berlin says, I thought you guys talked about Lotra on this podcast. Just kidding. Berlin says, reached 75 on my lore master on Landerville. It's been fun to start over on a new server, especially one that is so much livelier. Makes it tougher when you don't have all those alts to crank out food or armor or weapons for you, though. I agree. It would be so expensive to switch servers because I'm way too lazy to do it again. Thank you, Ronnie.
Therinfield writes, Rittermark started out my first quest in Fanged Pit, northeast of West Moria, as Smuso Osms, 1153 Warden, current leader of the Ancients of Arnor. I've been around on my level 40 to 50 characters, the hard level range, getting some rest XP with my destiny points. Also went through Gloin's Camp in the Misty Mountains, only quest back I don't have, as Thurandos, Medic of Mirkwood, founder of Ancients Arnor, Fire Healing Runekeeper. Non-Rittermark. I made a Hobbit Minstrel, first class I used on a Lendelmere, Smuzo of the Stores, using a tailored olive outfit. I also went to Crick Hollow and messed up all my quick slots, changed into an out-of-combat-only tonic bars. Planning to play on one of my captains, Gilvan Beam 27 on Landville, Barakavorn 18 on Crick Hollow, or Grinathoral 6 on Rittermark. Thank you, Harperella, for your recklessness trees. Made it possible for me to pick up my warden again. Thurinfear Sneaky Boots of Dawnbreaker.
Okay. Arati says, I finally got my Reaver Thargrus to rank 8 this week. I already officer company of heroes Thargrus Grunt of 12 inches unbuffed Meneldor. Oh, we got a little one.
Yeah, I'll get this.
Okay.
Lim says, inspired by Golden Star's dumb group, I started a low-level alting group with some of my folks and my kin, Creations of the Light, and some folks from His Way Alliance and the Gladden server. We've met twice now, and it has been a blast. Learning to play a new class and redoing some of the old content together has been really fun. This week we ran through the Barrow Downs a bit to get some quests for the Great Barrow, and then successfully ran the maze and did a fun Siege of Gondomon skirmish. Lynn. That's awesome. Okay, if you have the opportunity to create a dumb type group, it first of all is way better than just like soloing. Like, I have a couple characters that I solo with, and it's fine. I'm having fun with them just fine. But when you get into that group dynamic, it really makes it a ton of fun. And like, we're leveling together. We're doing all this together, and we're helping each other be better. Because we also have, like, I can sort of give Dummy Dumb tips because my main's a minstrel. And Opie Dumb can sort of give me burglar tips because I'm an idiot. So I highly encourage the pre-built six-man to give it a try if you have the option. Well, hello. What are you doing here?
Somebody woke up.
You want to say something? Can you say hi to people?
No.
Okay. You want to come sit with Mama? Come here, baby.
Okay. Okay, in closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Bella Geddon. And the following people for their donations. Michael S., Nicholas F., and Jeffrey H. So if you'd like to contact us, you can visit our blog at www.casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM. That's 2786. We are also available to follow on Twitter at Stroll to Mordor, or Facebook, or and Google+. Please leave us a review on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
You want to say hi? No? You want to sing a song with me? Oh, you just want to go cuddle and hug?
Is that all you want to do, monkey?
We go do that, okay?
All right. So can you say goodnight?
Goodnight, everybody. Aww. She's waving.
Okay.
Just like mommy. You're just like mommy.
Okay. Good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in and streaming and downloading or however you listen to the show. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.